Wow, a lot of people here. Awesome. Tonight's celebration of courage and bravery. And this is a poem. It's the last poem of this collection. The collection starts with an epigraph from Milton. And Jimmy ends his poem or his collection with a poem called Bones to Chimes. This is a poem about how poets live on and move on and what they leave behind. I dug Bukowski up, took his Chenansky ribs, didn't care about the gravestone, don't even try. We're two boxers squaring off. I went to find Bandini's bones, broke off a couple of his fingers. If you don't believe me, read Ask the Dust. Then I went to South America, found where they buried Neruda, broke off a piece of his jawbone, took a couple of his teeth, and yelled, "Resistance on Earth? My ass!" I made my way up to Concord and found that grave of Henry David, and I dug him up with my hands out of quiet desperation. I took his femur and a couple of spine bones. I saved enough money and went to England, found Shakespeare's grave, didn't care about the curse. I took his skull and an old yellow scroll manuscript to my writing room, got a piece of fishing line, sewed them together. Sewed Chenansky's ribs, Bandini's fingers, Neruda's jawbone, and his teeth. Henry David's femur, Shakespeare's skull. It took me several decades to sew the bones. It was missing something, some American music. So I went to New Jersey and dug up Whitman and snapped off his toes one by one and tied Whitman to the others. And I went outside and tied the bone wind chime to an evergreen. It sounded like the most beautiful war ever waged. It sounded like the horn of Gabriel, sounded like Cleo and Anthony merging Egypt with Rome. It smelled like the moat of a castle that Joan had scaled for freedom, to the screams of a throng watching a saint. It tasted of liver, the liver of a gazelle to a lion, and the bones crashing into each other like the waves of Big Sur. The chime called for Hemingway and Cervantes, and I sat on the step of my porch and thanked the sound, and I thanked the magic, and I thought of Twain on the mighty Mississippi, and I said, "The gods have been good to us." And then I fell asleep, dreaming of old Milton's eyes. Thanks, guys. Thank you.